I'm good. Be on the grass practicing with a lot of talented players and watching guys, you know, take a step today, having them in meetings last night and having them come out on the field today. It was fun. It's exciting. It's an exciting time. It's a good class. I think it's a talented class. We got a lot of work to do, but you know, I thought it was a good first day.
Huh?
Well, I think there's one of these agreements. I don't know the name of it again.
Participation
agreements that needs to be signed. We're in the process of getting that done. You know, those things happen. They happen throughout the league. I think we'll get that squared away here soon.
And how disappointed, you know, not to have him out here on your first day of
working. Oh, it is. And I'm sure it's disappointing for the young man, too. But that's just part of it. We'll work through that. We'll get him up to speed. He did a great job in meetings last night. He's chomping at the bit and ready to go. So we'll get him out here soon.
What was your first impression today? I know it's only one practice, but overall, what was your first impression?
We got work to do. We have talented players, talented skill players, talented big guys. I like the size of our new guys. I think they fit our profile. I think they're very talented players. I think they got to start to learn how we play football here at the Cleveland Browns, and I think they will. That's why we drafted them. So it's exciting.
Can you keep a close eye on Deshaun, obviously? You know, he'd make a throw, and then you'd kind of tweak something and he make a good throw and he'd be excited. Like, some, what are some of the things you're working on?
Just consistency. You know, he's a very talented player. He's a big guy with a big arm, very bright, and I think he has a lot of upside, but he's got a lot of work to do, and I think he knows that. So you said it, it's just one practice. You know, we're not going to get too high or too low. We're going to stay real consistent about what he's doing, and he's just got to keep working at it.
Hey, Hugh, we always hear about the transition from college to the NFL. So what did you learn last year to make that smoother for this class?
Well, for this class, hopefully we don't get any soft tissue injuries, you know, and I think we wanted to make sure the guys came in better shape. You know, I could refer back to one guy on our team now who came back in a lot of really good shape. And again, I referred that to this class that we didn't want to come in and all of a sudden be behind the eight ball from a conditioning standpoint. So I think this class heed that warning, and I think they were in pretty good shape.
With Myles Garrett, I mean, what first impressions did you get from seeing Myles out here?
Athletic, fast, big, fun. You know, he's very talented. But again, he's going to have to earn the right to be what we think he can be. You know, we're not going to just hand him anything. He understands that. He's got to put his head down and work. It's exciting for me, you know, because that's what he should, you know, aspire to be. And I think he gets that. I mean, we put a big chip on him, and there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. And I think he gets it, and I think he'll work to be that.
What were your first impressions seeing David Njoku out there? I mean, it looks like he was catching everything.
Yes, he was. He's a big, fast guy, right? You know, he looks good. He can run. Again, I mean, it's not just him. I thought it was all of the guys that were drafted. I think there's a lot of talent. You know, again, I go back and our executive staff led by Sashi, I give them a lot of credit. You know, the guys that we're putting on this team, I think are going to help us get this organization turned. You know, we're not there yet. I'm not saying that. But I think we understand that we got to continue to add more talent to our roster, like the guys that we brought in, to have a chance to get to where we want to go.
Myles was telling a story about skipping a Cavs playoff game because he needed to get a second workout in that night.
That's true.
You knew about that?
Yes, I did.
What does that say about, you know, just the dedication that he has?
He's committed. You know, he's committed to being everything I think we want him to be on and off the field. You know, it can't just be the button goes on the field. You got to do it off the field to be able to do it on the field. And I think he gets that. He is as fine a young man as I've been around. You know, he's as fine a worker. Now he's got to, you know, transform into playing and playing at a high level the way we think he can play, and I think he will.
Some of his, you know, big quotes about, you know, Ben and, you know, taking Ben down and things like that.
Well, I'm not scared of him. If he's not scared of him, I'm not scared of him. You know, I support our guys wholeheartedly that way. I mean, this is a game of competition. I want us to be, you know, channel some of those. You know, let's earn the right to do that and say those things. But, I mean, he said them at a time when questions were asked. And, you know, sometimes the emotional part comes out. And I think that's what you saw, because I think he wants to be really good. I think he wants to have that kind of thought process throughout the league, but I think he gets, he has to earn that.
We're talking about Kaiser and the way that you're sort of tutoring him after every throw. How is he taking to it?
He's taking it. He has
is he
to.
Able to implement what you're
no, he is. No, he is. He's very bright. You know, that's not a, That's not an issue. You got to remember, here's a young man playing the shotgun probably 90% of the time, hadn't played under center, hadn't played probably in a really sophisticated pro-style offense. I thought he did some really good things today, you know, but he got to do it again, you know, and again and again and again. The consistency of playing quarterback in the National Football League at a high level is a challenge, you know. So we'll see if we can get him there, you know, but that was today's just the first day.
We talked to Caleb Brantley earlier today. First off, what are your impressions of him as a kid? And then, I mean, you guys could have gotten a steal of the draft if he pans out to be like everybody thought he would. What do you think?
Well, I think he's talented. I think we all know that. You know, obviously the things that we're dealing with, you know, we don't want to deal with those things, and we're working through it. Obviously, it's in the judicial system, and it'll run its course. But, again, we feel very comfortable about the things we know and about the young man, and that's why we drafted him. And hopefully everything works out the way we see that it has the possibility of being. But again, he is talented. He did some good things out there today. But again, he has to make sure everything he does from the last time, whatever that incident was, to that day forward, he's got to do it the Cleveland Brown way. And I think he will.
Josh Gordon's petition denied yesterday, but he can apply again in the fall. In the event that, I mean, that could be, you know, September. If he is reinstated, would you welcome him back on your football team?
Honestly, Mary Kay, I think for me to comment about that, just, I mean, he's not back. So I don't even want to really get into that right now. You know, again, I wish Josh well, and we'll cross all those bridges when we get there.
Hugh, do you get a kick out of kind of the shock to the system that Greg Williams can give these rookies?
I mean, oh, man.
Any moment where you kind of laugh about some of the stuff that
I laugh really hard. I've been at a couple meetings, and I probably fell out, to be honest with you. No, he's, I mean, obviously, as I said before, I'm very happy that Greg's here. He's a tremendous football coach. He has a way of getting guys to do what he needs them to do. And, again, I think our players are going to really benefit. I think the defensive side of the ball will really benefit from his tutelage and the knowledge that he has and how he gets them to do it. So it's exciting.
It's specifically about Miles and Greg and their relationship, and I know it's just starting, but do you see kind of a really good fit there for, you know, the coach who says that he can get everybody's motor running, and a guy who we all think is this physical freak but could really kind of take it to the next level if he got that motor going?
Oh, there's no question. You know, I think Greg has proven that he knows how to get the best out of men. And I think that's the challenge of every coach, you know, is to get the best out of their players, especially the real talented ones. So we're all after that. I know I'm diving in there with him too. I'm trying to get this whole football team to take that next jump, and I think we will.
When you see Deshaun complete a nice pass to David Njoku, do you get the wheels clicking?
Yeah, I do. I mean, but again, it's so early, you know. Again, they're talented guys running around in shorts right now and throwing a pass here and catching one there, and that is exciting. That's the most we can do right now. But again, we have a long way to go. I caution all of you. We have a long way to go with some very talented players. I won't run from that. They are talented. So it's our job to coach them up and get them to where they need to be, so they can contribute to our football team.
You said you got some big, fast guys, obviously. And how do those personalities help take care of them, maybe in the meeting room, whether it's Miles, Jabril, David, some of those first-round big, fast guys you're talking about?
No, I think they get it. You know, what I'm trying to do with this group right now is get them to understand the culture that's here and what they're going to come into, and truly have them understand that they're just a piece of the puzzle, you know, that they have to come in and really embrace the veteran guys and understand how they do it. But in order to do that, we're going to kind of indoctrinate these guys over the next 3 days and try to give them an idea of what's going to be like when the other guys are here, because they got to earn the right to be in that locker room. I don't care who it is, from Miles Garrett down to the last guy we drafted. I mean, they have to be able to do that, because that's the only way that this locker room is going to accept them now. They got to show and have their talent and ability show out here on this practice field and in the meeting rooms in order for those guys to accept them, and I think that will happen.